banana ice creams. Banana split.
Banana split?
Wasn't as big as the one that Derek gave me.
Oh, they're huge. I haven't had one this year. Yet.
You can go get one.
I suppose we could, but it hasn't been warm enough to have a banana split.
Who cares?
No.
The ice cream will make us feel cold in a different way. Inside.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll be too worried about our ice cream headaches to even realize it's cold outside.
Hmm. So, I'm recording an audio boo. Is that okay?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward. You scare me.
Why?
Because I didn't even realize. You just start recording, beep. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hello, Dad. And then you're like, oh look, it's recording. What? I just said something personal.
What? Like, what did you say?
What if I said something personal?
No, then I wouldn't. Well. It's probably picking up a lot of ambient wind noise, though. Because it's very windy today. Beautiful, but windy.
It's also probably picking up your crinkling of the
candy paper. Little package that you gave me, a little candy wrapper thing, which has an interesting maple syrup candy. There we go. Mm-hmm. My, that's good. Thank you.
My ear's hurting again.
Oh no. All of a sudden like that?
Yeah, you have a little fluff on you.
Mm.
It looked like a spider.
Scooter. You know, when it's weather like this, this temperature, it'll always remind me of when I used to go for Sunday drives with my parents.
On what? In the car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'd all pile into the car on a Sunday morning, and we'd take off. Sometimes my father would drive us to a coffee shop called Dunkin' Donuts, and...
I know what that is.
Yeah. Well, for the benefit of the people on Audio Boo who might not know what Dunkin' Donuts is. So...
Are we supposed to just be talking like we're not even doing Audio Boo? Didn't you say the people on Audio Boo like it because we do that?
Yeah. But you just said, well, I know what that is, Dad. Well, I'm only saying it that way because there's people on Audio Boo that wouldn't know what Dunkin' Donuts is.
My other ear hurts.
Your other ear hurts. As long as you don't tell me your third ear hurts, we're fine.
Sure. I probably have an ear infection.
Right. Maybe. Or it could be just from swimming. You got some water in there.
I haven't swam in more than a week.
I thought you went to the pool with, you never went. That's right, you never went on Saturday. I thought you went on Saturday, sorry. So, what were they saying?
Something about blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't remember saying blah, blah, blah.
I just mean chit-chat, chit-chat.
Chit-chat, chit-chat. No. What did Mommy say? Yak, 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 right? Yeah. No, I was telling you how we used to go on these Sunday drives.
Yeah, you told me that already. And you went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you're so sensitive.
You call them sensitive.
Yeah, we used to go to Dunkin' Donuts. And after that, we'd sometimes go to the flea market.
Yeah.
Or we would just drive off in some direction. My father would just pick a direction and we'd go and drive for... hours.
What? have to drive for hours. Isn't that boring?
And sometimes my mother would pack a nice picnic. And she used to make this really nice... It was very simple. All it was bread that she would dip in water and then rinse out. I know it sounds kind of weird.
Ew.
And then she'd have parsley and bits of onion. And what else did she put in there? I can't remember now. But it was called la panzanella. It was really, really great. Because especially if we were out on a summer's day and it was hot, we'd stop and we'd put out a blanket. And we'd sit down. And
you'd eat your soggy bread with onions and parsley.
But it was really nice because it was cold. You know?
But it was also very weird.
It was nice. It was
very cold. And a whole onion.
No.
Oh. And then, the soggy bread made extra soggy for him.
You think you're funny, huh?
No.
Wow. And often my father would find a nice little secluded place on the side of the road. We'd stop. Mm-hmm. And that's where we'd have our picnic. And then, you know, with the engine off, and then we'd hear the birds singing, and occasionally a car would come down the road. And often it was kind of a deserted road, so the car would come down and you'd hear it go by, you know, the tires on the road, boom. And then we'd just kind of come off, and I'd always wonder where this road led, and I'd look down the road, and the car had just passed, and wonder where they were going. It was all very peaceful. I guess that's where I got my love of driving and a bit of wanderlust. You know what that is? Wanderlust.
What?
Did you fall asleep?
Yep.
Nice.
Sorry, you're making it sound like some sort of tragedy comedy thing.
What?
You're like, the wind blows swiftly through the beautiful pine trees. You're giving way too much detail. This is supposed to be a normal talk, not a...
But that's just
the
point.
Oh my god, you need to hear the whole complex story. Every detail should be in there.
When you're telling a story, if you want to become a storyteller, you have to include these small details. You can't just say, yeah, my parents and I, yeah, we go for a drive, stop for a coffee, stop for a picnic, and then we go home.
You're kind of boring, not a storyteller. Yeah?
Well, I'd like to be.
You could just say, well, my parents and I just used to go for car rides, and we used to stop off at Dunkin' Donuts, and then my father would pick a direction and go down the road, and he would pick a spot on the road and then do a picnic there. And my mom made soggy bread with onions and parsley.
But what about the part where I sit sometimes and watch the cattails swinging in the wind
and listen to him.
It was so quiet, you could practically hear the wind rustling through the grass.
Ugh.
And I remember once, we were with my grandmother. And we ended up at this place that was full of crickets. And these crickets would jump out of this long, tall grass. It was really cool. Kind of creeped me out at first. But now, if I think about it in retrospect, I know my grandmother didn't get out of the car. That was kind of funny. So we rolled up all the windows so the crickets wouldn't get in the car. And my father and I walked out amongst these tall grasses, and there were crickets jumping all over the place. Huh? Not locusts. Crickets.
Locusts can fly. Crickets can't.
Ah. Locusts eat everything. Crickets don't. Well, I mean, they eat too, but they're not like locusts.
You can probably eat my face now. Too much detail. I only need to hear part of it. Then I go...
Unbelievable. Anyway, we should say goodbye. We're running out of time.
Fine.
Bye, everyone.